Find CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody wanted to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butlers. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. As y'all can see, we are in a different location today. We're sitting here in Blaze Barbershop in the lovely, beautiful Winter Haven, located at
1136 Havendale Boulevard, Northwest.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So,
Edwina. I'm Edwina. I don't know. Kevin just freestyling, so okay. I'm Edwina.
How y'all doing today? So
this is Kevin.
She already cutting up. She already cutting up. Especially in front of company. She know about it. But we are excited to have you guys tuning in with us again on another podcast show. We got a great topic today, but before we get to that topic, we're going to allow these people beside us to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about their business.
My name is Demetrius Macon. I am the owner of Blaze Barbershop and Salon. Here we have salon suites. We have 7 of those, 2 available for rent. Also the owner of Macon Transportation, so if you need airport transportation, reach out in that respect as well. And if you need to rent out a vehicle through Turo, I have a few passenger vans available to Turo as well. And this is one of my great suite owners here, Miss Sylvia. I'll let her introduce herself.
Yes, hey y'all. My name is Sylvia, and like you said, I do have a spot here, a lovely spot here at Blaze. And I specialize in mainly haircuts and hair color and hair extensions. So you can find me here. I help corporate women and stay-at-home moms just look their best. I do fashionable men haircuts as well, and like I said, hair extensions. So my brand and the people that I'm looking for are the ones who is living life and going to events. Thank you for reminding me for that. So my brand is Mindful Beauty, and what we do here is we just have our content that we have content that is, you know, related to mindfulness and just having fun and enjoying life. And that's for our magazine, our books, and our YouTube channel. You will see if you come get your hair done here.
Cool. Tell them about the YouTube channel.
It's not my YouTube channel. I just have a library you know, like a playlist, and that's what I play while I do their hair. And it's a playlist that has helped me in my life.
Okay.
We gotta get Boss Fest on the playlist. We gotta work on that.
So, as you guys know, every week, me and Awina, we try to dive into different topics, different things that's impacting us, either through business, through life, and things of that nature. And this topic here is definitely going to be a good one for you. It is, it's today's male, yesterday's female. It's today's male, yesterday's female.
Because yesterday's female is different from today's female. Mm-hmm. So it's today's male, yesterday's female. Okay, let's get it.
Listen, I already feel like this.
Right, I was like, this is about to kick in.
Oh, I already feel like it's
going to
be
trouble. I just
want to
chime in and just be like, yes. Like, can I just say yes?
Wait a minute. You don't warm the people up. We just yesing?
I just wanted to say yes so bad. It was in my spirit for so long. I'll say that people are shouting out. So DJ said, Big Meech, he's shouting out. What's up, y'all? We appreciate the family joining in, this, that, and the other podcast. And so we trying to make sure we got the topic right. So let's do it again. So that's one of the comments. It's today's male.
It's today's male. Yesterday's female.
And I just want to clarify that part because I feel like today's female is a stronger female than she was yesterday. She's a smarter female, and she just may not need a man as much as yesterday's female did. I just wanted to, you know, throw my piece into the topic.
Yeah, I wanted to be aggressive.
I'm not aggressive. I'm telling you.
I need you to unaggressive.
I feel it in my soul, so that's why I wanted to be like, yes. Yep. But okay, so y'all tell me what y'all
Your soul is contaminated.
I have a question.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, so if we're yesterday's female, what was yesterday's female to define us right now?
Ooh.
You said ooh. I thought your hand was going
up. I have a question. I'm curious, really. Do a man still want us to need them? So say you guys are married, right? So if she says, you know, I don't need a man. I don't have to have a husband. How does that make you feel? If I'm just saying, or anyone who's out there married, if you're a wife, or it's not a man or woman thing, it's a human thing. If your husband said, I don't need a wife, like I'm really good, but I don't need a wife, how would that make you guys feel? And that is where we're at today because they wearing a purse. So I understand that.
Wearing purses now.
No, satchels.
Me are wearing bags.
All right.
Y'all just got to drop.
Yeah, it's so much.
It's a lot to unpack. So I'm going to bring it back. So if we talk about today's mail, then I would say, I feel like that it's okay in today's male to exhibit a little bit more feminine energy than it may have been okay before. I think a lot of times men were brought up that you got to hide your feelings. You can't show a lot of emotion. It's not okay to cry. It definitely would never be okay to like carry a purse or like have your fingernails painted. And I mean, men that are heterosexual do that now. So I feel like today's men,
they do what?
Like have their fingernails painted and carry bags.
Okay. I think actually men having bags have went on for an extended time. It's just
you're
a different type of bag.
You're not helping us. Come on, boss.
I did a little research. In like the early 1800s, you know.
We really researched.
You know, men didn't have pockets. They wore garments. Mm-hmm. They had spices and they had pouches for spices. Even if you look into World II and World War III, the military had man bags. Basically, they called it bread baskets, where they would put all this in like a utility thing that all connected to their belt.
So I feel like that's all different. Like if you wear a bag and it's like strapped maybe on your chest like this.
I agree.
You carry a bag like this.
I agree with that statement.
But you got your eyes closed.
I can agree with that statement.
I see like men have a lot of stuff. And even my husband carries a bag, but it'll be like strapped like a crossbody or something.
Okay, I do the same.
Yes, that's what, like, a lot of men are doing that. I think you even maybe carry your firearm or something in that too.
When I know I'm going to be out in an extended period of time outside, right.
But what I really want to hone in is when the bag be like carried right here or right here, that's a different type of energy.
I can see your point. I can see your point.
So,
I don't like this topic. Read the comments.
You came up with the topic.
Read the comments.
So it says men need women and vice versa. Why Kevin's eyes got big?
So, all right. So I got to save us. So I'm going to piss a lot of women off, but we as men got to take ownership of this.
Mm-hmm.
So especially in the black community, you love my black facts. From where you come from, faithfacts.com.
I hope you really did fact. Like, you really did.
It is factual. So, how many percentage of kids are raised in a single female household? Single led household?
Is this a question that we're supposed to answer?
I'm going to answer the question.
Okay.
But in the black community, it's about 70-75% of males or kids being raised in single man households, head of households. That dynamic is now shifting. So, these kids, men and little boys and little girls, and what you start seeing is boys becoming more feminine and more sensitive to certain things, and girls being more harsher and aggressive. And a lot
of
times,
are you blaming this on the single mother?
I'm blaming this on us as a community, as that, hey, some things little boys boys need to be exposed to estrogen, and sometimes in these single ran households, like I said, I'm gonna start a fight. If you're putting out that feminine energy, and it's like, ooh, that's cute. And then the male, and I said, put that down. Don't do that. Like
you seem like you're trying to blame it all.
I'm not trying to blame all on nothing. What I am saying is that there's a dynamic. So certain things that wouldn't be acceptable with a male sitting in that household may be more acceptable with a female.
I don't think it's a matter of that. I think it's just more of, we're going to always need a balance. So if you have a woman that's more masculine, she probably is going to get a man that's more feminine. If you have a male that's more feminine, you're probably going to get a woman that's more masculine, just for a balance dynamic. So,
I mean, how do you feel about him blaming the whole situation on women?
I don't think he's blaming. He just pointed out
a fact. No, he's saying we make y'all feminine. We make y'all carry
curse. Yeah, that's what he said.
No.
That's exactly what I said. I'm taking on shit all.
Look, you're trying to help me.
Women are it's a dynamic. So daughters are, you know, when you look at a father and his daughter, you're like, that's daddy's girl, that dynamic. And sons, like mothers, sons know how to go to their mothers, daughters know how to go to their fathers, right?
I don't know if that's right or not.
That is. Like if you're in that type of dynamic in that household where there's two parents in the household and you got both sexes and kids in the household, it's, you know, my daughter knows she can come to me and say, daddy, da da da. Daddy might be more softer on some things than what mommy would be. Mommy's gonna be a lot more harsher towards our daughter because she's preparing her for men.
You know what? It was that simple when we didn't have the internet and stuff. Right now, there's an agenda being pushed. So let's just start there. So we already know the guys are gonna be twitching because they want it. You know, the ones that got the money, that's what they want to see. So there's that agenda. So the dynamic is just so complex too. I know what you're saying, because that's how it was back in the day, but now it's so many elements that's causing this what we have now. I don't want to judge it, because I don't think we should judge it, but we should say, is this what we want as a whole? If it's not what we want, then it's definitely time for a solution.
So do you think that today's male is yesterday's female?
I think it just depends. I know some masculine men, but that's what I gravitate to, you know? So I don't know. So I just think it depends. But if they're not masculine and they're a man, we should still love them anyway. And maybe, you know, find some way of showing them what that looks like. I don't know. I just don't. Most men, they like being a man because right now we're, you know, we're still in a world where the men run things. So that's, most men want to be a man that's not gay or.
So I don't think it has anything to do with like the manly man.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he can be a manly man, but still be like yesterday's female. Like, I just think I start to see more emotions come from men, whether they're like very masculine or not. and more like outspoken into like, I'll call it female matters. Like, you know, before like a man wouldn't speak, but now it's okay for a man to be like, oh, what's the tea? And even if he's a manly man, he still want the tea.
I ain't never heard no man say, what's the tea?
Yeah, y'all be wanting to know the business. You might not say what's the tea, but let's say something going on and women talking about something. I've seen this slide in and go, what that
talking about? I'm talking about the feminine way.
Yes, yes. Still very manly, but they just, you know, more.
Why? I mean, I have a theory on that.
Why is that? It's going back to my theory, but go ahead. What's your theory?
I mean, we're talking about, like, you know, men who are, like, men but have, like, feminine ways. They've probably been hit one or two times, you know. It seems like once that didn't happen, you know, sometimes the risk of kind of do that. But they men.
Like, they got, like spankings. Is that what you mean by hit?
No.
That's not what
that's
you mean
what
by
you
hit.
Mean by
oh, Lord. I mean,
yeah,
it,
we don't want to go
past
that.
Yeah, I'm not going
to No,
yeah, that's all. But if you have feminine ways, you probably still like women.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna read some comments. Okay, so this comment says, "I'll take Kevin's side in that he said we need to do better as a community. If there's a parent missing in the household or in their life, we need the village to raise a child like back in the day."
Yeah.
Next comment says the agenda is being pushed for sure, but at home is important.
Absolutely. There you go. Yeah.
And I would like to say this, coming from a two-parent household, and actually on a day-to-day, I spent a lot of time with my mom because she was the controller of the household, my day at work, things of that nature. But on the weekends, when it's time to cut the grass, we was in Chicago, so we had to shovel snow, rake leaves. He had been in the garage helping him when he put brakes on. So that was his time to reinforce men behaviors. So it has to, even though you may spend a lot of time with your mother because she's taking you to school, cooking meals, things of that nature, you still need that male presence to make you understand what how you should be behaving as a man. And when that's not in the household, you're going to see it.
I think the internet has more to do with it than y'all just trying to blame a woman for everything.
No, blame the woman.
A parent that's working, we definitely have that responsibility at home. And I would say mainly what I had to learn, and I felt like I learned it a little too late because I love my kids to death, but I have dropped the ball in some areas at some point in time. But it's that really just communicating, like that constant communication is just like so important because we with them physically for a certain amount of time, but they on the internet for a whole nother certain amount of time.
Right.
They're in school for a whole nother certain amount of time. So yes, it starts in the home, but we do have a lot of, you know, things fighting against that. It's not an easy feat by no means.
I feel like the internet opened up this whole thing.
You said your mom was at
home,
so that's different now. No,
she still worked, but you know, she came on because she would call me. I'm on my way home. Hey, take that the ground beef out. I'm going to make meatloaf when I get home and all that type of stuff. And then if I was laying down on the couch and my mom was coming out with groceries, my dad was like, what you doing? Get up. You help your mom.
See?
Right. The dad was there.
Think about that energy right there.
Yeah.
There was a male present in the house that said, hey, you see that woman doing something. Get your butt up and assist her help. Mm-hmm. Open the door. Do this. What are you doing? Put that down. Don't wear that. Why you walking around your mama heel? Like you see your little son trying to put on your mama.
I knew you were trying to get to that the whole time.
Now we see, I ain't trying to blame women. These women are doing a great job because we as men.
But let's blame them.
We as men didn't do our part. We dropped the ball. We allowed an agenda to take place. And we fed into it just like our black women fed into it. And our kids are the ones that suffered for it.
But it's not just the black household that has.
But we are impacted at the greatest level, especially in the U.S.
We at the level we care about because
it's our
community.
It's 75%.
I don't think it's just us. Right, you're saying 75% of single family homes, but we're talking about is today's male, yesterday's female. I don't think that's a black issue. I think that's a today's youth issue.
I think you see more of that energy perpetrated in our communities more than you see it in others.
I'm in our community, so of course I see what I'm next to.
Yeah, I know the celebrities that's wearing them. I wonder if they grew up in a two-parent household.
Did you research that?
What? All these celebrities that's wearing fingernail polish and purses? And
yeah.
No. They just doing something, and it's like,
see that, and then they want to do what they see.
Right, but these the same dudes out here talking about some, I'm getting high, I'm doing this, and I kill everybody on the block, but I'm wearing a purse and fingernail polish. Like, come on. Make it make
so
sense.
The same,
so there is an agenda.
Right, and what you just said, they're out here saying, oh, I kill everybody, I shoot everybody. Don't we have more school shootings now than we had before? Like, we have more issues in general. And I think it's because of the internet or what they see, so they're imitating that. Not because of the single black woman at home.
I'm just telling you.
I know you guys are saying that men are less masculine. Can we look at it that we're becoming more intelligent?
Does intelligence make you less masculine?
Maybe we're taking a little bit better care of ourselves.
Okay, I agree on the care part.
Yeah, the life expectancy of men is starting to increase as we do a better job of taking care of ourselves, being more educated about health care screens, going to check out prostate, things of that nature, so we're more just taking a more intelligent approach.
So as you take better care of yourself, you also start exhibiting more of your feelings, too.
Of your feminine energy?
Yes.
I see y'all keep going back to that.
I'm trying not to let you go there, bro. Come on, no.
So I definitely love the whole thing about taking better care of yourself. Because, like, men now get pedicures, and that's okay. And there's definitely, like, they manscape, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, so some of the things are good, but I'm just saying along with that, did extra feelings come in? Did, you know...
I'd have been in a lot of relationships in my younger years where you don't talk enough. Now that we're talking, then you guys don't want us talking. So which is it?
They don't want us talking, and we need to be quiet, sir.
Okay.
We don't talk no more. Listen, don't get these women. They talk about, man, tell me your feelings. In the moment you tell them your feelings, oh, soft ass. Listen,
Aww.
I'm getting weaponized. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've done it.
Well, as soon as they upset with you, boy, they'll hit you with it. Don't tell them your feelings.
But don't take it personal. That's where you're going wrong. Good one.
Don't take it personal.
Don't take you shooting at us personal?
Yeah. And the bullet, you still here. We lived another day. Just hey! Don't, you know, like, look.
Not my feelings.
You don't say, oh, I'm not going to share my feelings no more. Like, come on now.
Absolutely. We're going to say we're not going to share feelings.
I think you have to learn how to preface your feelings. And yeah. I definitely think women can be taken off guard when men share so many feelings. Like,
We can't have as many feelings as women?
No, we don't want. I'm going to be 100% transparent. I do not want you to have as many feelings as I have.
What's the safe number of feelings?
I mean, like, 50% of the feelings that I have. Like, I feel something about everything.
Don't nobody know how much feelings women got. Y'all got a feeling about every day.
Exactly. Do not match my energy. Do not have a feeling.
I say 80-20 for me.
Oh, wow.
Good one, 80-20, yeah.
So, but
don't feel about everything.
So you guys are only ones that are allowed to feel.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Let me read the comment.
Hold it in.
Okay, this comment says, internet and outside influences are heavy. Some parents don't monitor their child, and some parents don't have regular conversations with their children. Some students have told me their parents don't really interact with them. That's rough. Okay, so next comment says, definitely back then, never expressed our feelings, and that was a problem. Now that we've got older and want to become better, we start being more open, and it becomes a problem. Damned if we do, damned if we don't.
Mm.
I just want to be clear in that last comment. We've now agreed on 80-20. That's a safe place for you.
But we don't know how to define the 80 to the 20. If y'all can be emotional about everything at any given moment, we got to make sure we pick the right moment to show our feelings and emotions, then hope that it's not used as a weapon against us when you're upset again and you're 80%.
So I feel like you're talking about me, and I just want to.
I'm talking about women in general. Listen, yours is not. This is not a you issue. This is a woman's
right.
issue that, men in barbershops have talked about for years. Like, man, keep that junk to your chest.
Right.
Don't say that.
But I'm just going to say to the Facebook community, I am a Gemini. And regardless, let me finish. If I feel like I need to weaponize something that you said, I will use it. It does not just apply to you. Anybody can get it. So...
as a fellow gentleman, we do have
so if I feel like I need to go to war and I have to pull in my arsenal, anybody can get into business once I've gotten to that level. And I'm just telling him, don't make it be that. Like, you know, I just wanted to preface that that does happen.
We're just gonna die.
See, you're not disagreeing with me.
But this is the thing about 80-20, and this is the thing about percentage. They're fair. So if you got a million, 20% of a million is a lot. So if you we had a million, he gonna give us a lot too. Shoot.
But
we,
my new friend,
and we had 25, you know, he's sweet then, right? You know? Yeah. We gotta keep it.
So yeah. If
shout
we're
out
only
to the Geminis.
So, if we're only allowed to share 20% with our mate, so are you guys forcing us to gossip with other men because we can't talk to you?
Sure. We can't stop you from gossip. That's another thing that men gossip. Y'all gossip on the weekend.
I would probably
if we can only share 20% with you, what are we going to do with others?
I don't think we can stop.
We don't gossip with other men. What
no,
we discuss. We discuss
stuff. Yeah. Y'all discuss way more than women discuss.
That's a lie.
I have snuck in a group chat, and women, I just want to be clear, they be talking about everything in a group chat. Protect yourself.
We talk about sports.
I was getting ready to say,
between the women.
Nah, we talking about sports, how much LeBron had last night,
some weird
who you think
like,
gonna make it to the finals, all those
how that girl looked that Kate that you came with yesterday, the hell like that.
If someone showed up with a girl that looked like that, but
and her weed back here, y'all say that too.
But that's not the circle I'm running with. Mm-hmm. My circle all men and men.
Well, we don't talk like that in my circle as well.
Y'all just the two circles. I know nobody say that
again. No. A large portion of my friends are married. We don't talk about those things.
I think men talking among themselves is perfect.
Can a man enter the chat that's going to be for real about what happened?
We talk about investment, our money, setting up retirement funds. We share that.
Now y'all group chat just business.
Business, yeah.
The lies.
It's always been business.
Yeah, where the new cigar spot, stuff like that. That's what we talk about.
So this comment says, well, if y'all only get 20%, then women can only get 20% of the masculine energy. That's what we need to be. And it says, Kevin, don't let her get in the group chat.
Yeah. She got the passcode. I don't know what to tell you on that one. Ooh, that's so why are women so masculine now? Why y'all have to be so masculine?
Because y'all busy being feminine. What are we supposed to do?
It ain't got nothing to do with us. Y'all masculine have nothing to do with us.
No, I think it has everything to do with y'all.
Explain.
Yes.
So now it's become, so I'll say from what I've seen, women now have to be bosses in the workplace. We have to take on, you know, bossing at home.
Y'all ask for that. Y'all ask for bossing in the workplace. Y'all want to start for this feminine stuff and the movement, and you want to be the boss and stuff. And all right, now you the boss. Now you mad because you the boss, so you got to be mean. All right, you fought for it.
But I'm just saying, so it brings a certain energy behind it. But in the house, if the man doesn't want to take the leadership role in the house, he's busy exhibiting his feelings. What are we supposed to do?
These 70% of these men were raised by women, and a lot of these women.
Well, she had to be masculine.
A lot of these women were telling this little boy who didn't pay no bills and run the house that he's king and bought him everything. So now, as he done grown up,
I don't
up,
agree with the king. So
and now he done grown up, and he think women should just give him stuff.
Awesome. Is that really what they think? I don't know.
When y'all talk about these certain dudes, like when you talk about men that were raised in the household with men, or who've been in environment where men were constantly had their hands on them and grooming them. That ain't the reality. It's only
room. We still talking about being swallowed. Like, I just
God, but stop with that ditty stuff.
I mean, I just—it's a good way to preface so everyone understands what you're saying.
Golly. So, like, coaches and mentors and stuff like that.
Oh no!
You know what?
No, I just wanted to be clear. That's why I asked.
So even though it may not necessarily be a male in the house. That woman let her child know that, hey, that is a man there talking to you. Respect that man. And she showed respect to that man even out in public. A lot of days now what you see, especially, you see it real big in youth sports and stuff. These women think they can go boss up and get up in a man face and, yeah. And the man like, man, I know if I hit you, I'm going to hurt you, so I can't hit you. So I got to let you just run off all this energy and make it seem like you big bad bully. kids are absorbing that. But as a man, I can't. Some little.
But men will fight a woman now. So you saying that? Yeah. Then, right. Yeah. Right. A man will put his hands on a woman. So when she
a male, not a man.
Okay, well when she is going, some males will hit.
But not men.
Okay.
Not men.
Fair
not
enough. Men. And I have had friends that was in coaching, stopped coaching because the mothers are on the field, getting on about getting on to their sons and them making them men out of them. They don't want that. They don't want that stress on them. So now they become men that can't handle stress. That's where you get the emotions from.
Yeah, my first point of view. Seem to be checking all boxes now.
That is the single mom.
Hey man, I'm checking the boxes with her.
Well, I mean, I'm not attacking single mom, but
Bro, quit backtracking.
He is literally attacking like a whole community.
Don't backtrack on this. It's okay to say.
He didn't say he wanted to co-sign with you to be clear.
Listen, they've been telling us stuff. It's our fault for years. Let them have us. If this their fault, let it be their fault. Because they'll definitely tell us when something's my fault. Well, that's your fault.
We're literally saying this situation is your fault.
I'm telling you that, hey.
I mean, but if a woman is a single mom, is it just her fault or is it the dad's fault?
It's the dad's fault.
Yeah, he should be present.
Because they don't have to be together for a man to be present in his child's life. He can have that male energy there.
How much energy is the woman creating on that male? So that way, it makes it difficult to be in a child's life.
I mean, you get very deep into some stuff that you can't really speak to.
It's always it's a research study out there. There's some facts out there.
So the women, so you're telling me the research says women keep men from their children?
I'm saying that, depending upon how that situation is, yes, if that woman feels slighted. We just said if a woman is slighted, she will use whatever she can against you, so she won't use the child against you.
No, I said I wanted to preface that I am going to use what I need to get. That's why I made sure to say that.
So you just isolated. You're the only one that can do that. That's a female.
No, I just wanted you to not put that on all females because you were saying something.
I'm only putting it on 70%. Not all.
And we definitely got to acknowledge there have been some single moms who have raised some very, very successful black men.
Yes.
And I'm not denying that.
And so I'm just saying, those count.
They do count.
But that's the minority. What's the majority?
But you never know the full scope of the story. Because their grandfather could have been a part of their lives, uncles. Mm-hmm.
So are we saying that if there's a single parent, there's a single mom raising a black boy in the house with no other male energy, that he is going to turn out to be too female?
What do you expect?
Or too feminine acting? Is that what we're saying?
We're not saying it's guaranteed, but the likelihood may be a little bit higher.
Percentages are higher. That's all we said.
The likelihood.
And then the fault of that falls on the single mother.
No, it's no fault. It's just the circumstance.
Yeah, circumstance. Oh, now you're not taking no fault? I just want to be
the circumstance. It's the circumstance of the situation.
I just want to make sure I understood.
He probably going to be talking like her slang. He's going to use her slang. His mama's slang.
He's
going to have some babies.
That's what he hears every day.
Yeah.
And then if he doesn't hear a man talking to other men, so he, now he has both things to compare to and choose a manly route, but it is not there.
Which we still love you, even if you are male and you feminine. But if you want to be masculine, you can be whatever you want. Right then and there.
So what about the households that have two people in the household and then we're still raising sons that seem to be more feminine? Like
that, or that's a whole transgender,
I really feel like it's what kids are watching on the internet more than how they're being raised in the household.
It may play a role.
All of it has factors, and no one's dismissing any of the factors. What I am saying is you're more likely, if there's a male in the household or there's male energy around a child, that little boy will not exhibit as he won't become yesterday's female. And we understand that with women now, we understand that y'all have had to break certain barriers and become the boss.
Had to evolve.
And yes, and because there wasn't a male in the household, especially in the black community at the time, and y'all had to play both roles of parents, and y'all had to step up, and we as black men have dropped the ball on that, and we are now trying to figure out how do we come back and bring that together again. But we understand that, yes, we got to do better with that. But the energy that that women are putting out there, I'm going to try to certain say black women, but it's mostly black women. Hit me with all that masculine energy. But listen, understand that, hey, your masculine energy and my masculine, it ain't gonna make a great situation.
I'm gonna read this comment. It says, sometimes women push the man away when they don't want to be with them, so it could be either. I feel like women have had to evolve. And the reason why they've had to evolve is because men aren't stepping up, whether they're in the household or not. They just aren't stepping up to the plate. And women feel like, if you're not going to do it, let me take the spot and I'll take care of it.
I would say some men, not all men.
Some men. Well, we'll preface it, some men, since, you know, we blame people.
If you look at more middle class to, I ain't really a middle class anymore, this is working class now. But if you were looking to more of the middle class to upper middle class families, there's a more, there's a stronger structure of the male presence in those situations. When you start going to the lower class and things of that nature, that's when you start to see the male removed from the household situation, because there are certain benefits that the woman receives or gets when that male is not there. And sometimes those benefits seem more appealing than the male itself.
I mean, I really I'm just saying.
If I can, listen, if you, bro, you want rent for $25 right now?
I would love that.
Do you want some lights for $25?
There's some households.
Some water for $10.
The rent may be $25 and there's still a man that's in that household.
So you got $1,000 in food stamps?
I think what y'all are negating is we're not talking about the fact that men just aren't stepping up. Mm-hmm. Whether they're in the household or they're not in the household, they're not stepping
up. They're not stepping up.
And it's making women have to take
$25 rent, then he definitely
ain't
stepping up.
I just don't feel like men are stepping up the way.
Stepping down.
Right.
He just stepped.
I think even in households where there's two people, there's one man, maybe he's not with a female, but he's still playing a role in his child's life, men still aren't stepping up the way they should, which makes women feel like they have to step up. I think no woman is like, oh, I want to be masculine and hard all the time. It is trying and exhausting to walk around with just masculine energy all the time. We want to exhibit our female energy, and I feel like sometimes we don't feel like we can, because there's no one to be there to protect us or to tell us it's okay.
So we're going to have to break away from that.
Sometimes when a man try to take a leadership role, some women try to say that we're being controlled, overbearing, trying to take...
I'm leadership. Not your grandma.
Oh, yeah, I'm not trying to take...
I'm not your grandma.
I'm not your grandma. Oh, you want me to cook and clean? I'm not your grandma.
Why does it have to be cooking and cleaning?
That's what y'all say. Anytime I hear a woman complain about like being feminine and being this, it's like, oh, you think I'm your grandma? Think I'm supposed to just cook and clean and wash your drawers?
He's not making y'all look good. I am.
I'm sorry.
He's voicing his opinion.
It's looking bad for y'all.
It is not. It looks very
bad. But you know, when sometimes we get more assertive, we are told that we're being overbearing, controlling. This is my body. I do what I want my body. So when do we know when to step in, when to lay back?
We back to the 80-20 rule. We back to the 80-20 rule.
Read the room.
Right, exactly. Read the room. I mean, it's got to be a balance to everything.
But I will say that should not give female us women a reason to jump off. It shouldn't. You know, if we don't want to be masculine, then don't be masculine. Just be like, you know, your energy and my energy, it's not mixing. So I'm going to be feminine over here. I don't know what you're going to be over here, but just don't wear my lipstick, my dress, boo. Like, do your feminine thing until you get, I don't know. Like, for me, I'm learning not to respond.
So this comment says, why does cooking and cleaning have to be female traits? And that's what I was saying. Like, why every time cooking and cleaning got to come into the conversation?
I'm not saying cooking and cleaning are female traits, but what I'm saying is when there's normally a discussion about, hey, can you be more this or can you be more this? And I hear this with a lot of my friends and stuff. It's like, I'm not your grandma. I'm not going to be cooking and cleaning. You think I'm going to be in the house raising kids, cooking and cleaning while you at the juke joint? Old down there with such and such, having a whole second family.
Like, this is 1985.
I get it, though, but y'all keep prefacing us with some old 1950s stuff.
No, I think that's in y'all head.
That's not in our head.
We go to work just the same as you do, Women are now earners. A lot of households that there's a man and a woman, let's say a woman brings 50% of the income in. So we expect the chores at home to be split 50%. Mm-hmm. And how is it fair where men thinks he can still come home after his long day at work and just sit down? I had a long day, so I'm going to rest. You still cook. You still manage the kids while I sit here because I went to work. So does she.
Nobody's saying that.
They should have her quit her job, and then the house can be clean and the food.
Exactly. If cooking and cleaning are gonna be female traits, then y'all need to earn enough to take care of
absolutely.
Household. And in today's
let's get back to that.
Nobody can really like support a household.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, listen. let's go back to Grandpa. When there was no vacation, there was no wig, there was no nails, you had one dress.
That was still wig.
Maybe two dresses you got a year. Nobody getting doing this and doing it big.
You
said
there was no lace.
Hot girl summer stuff and all this other crap.
$3,000 purse.
And we raised, and it was 10 people in a 2-bedroom, and we still made it work.
Well, it's 2024. Save up a little bit and give her the money to start being a content creator.
God damn, we broke. We just broke.
And do a content creator, now you broke.
That's what she gonna do while you out doing your thing, being the man, bringing home bacon. And your house is clean and your food is cooked. Otherwise, come on now, keep it fair.
Now, I heard 50-50. Is this 50-50 is contributing to the household 50? When you say 50-50.
That's what I meant. Well, if we're going to share the income or like the bills, then we also share the chores and the duties in the household.
Well, I heard a few women reference my money is my money. Your money is my money.
I mean, so I think how it depends on the household. I think it depends on the household. But in 2024, the cost of things, I think it makes it really hard for regular working people to not have to contribute together to make a regular household survive. But if he makes enough where her money is her money and his money is her money, then, I mean, I feel that. I wish my money was my money and his money was my money.
That's not, well,
that's not
fair, though.
But that
means the female spends 75 cents of every dollar in a household, so it's pretty much your money.
If they can have that type of household, then they can have a different conversation about what's expected as far as chores may go. But not every household is like that. And a female, to say what you said, spends 75% of every dollar because she has exhibited the masculine energy. She's paying all the bills and she's taking care of the children. She's paying for doctor's appointments. The man just went to work and was like, you just do whatever.
So we provide a check. So we provide an income. We say, hey, what do we do? Kids need this. We need this. You control the flow of the money. Nobody's saying that you're bringing the most money in or the female's bringing the most money because stats don't validate that.
Oh, dang. The stats don't validate that women can bring in money?
No, they're bringing in. No, I'm saying based off of statistics. Men still are higher earners, even in black households.
At these statistics.
Today. Pull them up.
Next time we get on the podcast, y'all, I'm making post the statistics that you're talking about.
I will start posting statistics.
Because I think you just make the number.
Census.gov. Pull them up.
So, I'm going to read this comment. It says, please add kids to this. Who's making sure their grades are good? Teachers are contacted. Events are secure. Because, the woman. Mm-hmm. And that's why she barely can make it. That's why she's exhibiting all this masculine energy because she's tired. Mm-hmm. Look at all that stuff she done had to do. Mm-hmm. She had to pay the bills, get the groceries, fix the food, make sure the kids are good. Now, as Jasmine said, we got to contact the teacher, make sure the events are good, and kids got events. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that's across the board because I've been watching on the internet, social media, Donuts with Dads, and I've been seeing a lot of pictures of dads participate at the school. So it's not
what your feed look like.
Hey, I have seen it. I have seen a lot of Donuts with Dads out there.
Maybe that's the one school they did Donuts for Dad one day, and they just keep recycling those photos. Because
we can't get no credit.
My kids went to elementary school. They had a day for Donuts for Dads. And, Dad showed up that day.
Oh, wow.
Right, they got their little donuts. But let's be for real. When you go to school events, how many moms versus dads do you really see? Like, let's just be 100%.
But a larger burden of the household expenses are on the man, so he got to keep earning so that you can have gas to drive to go see the kids program.
But she earns too, though.
It's a lot of households that are not 50-50.
It may be.
I would
but
love a
50-50 household. Does the person not earn at all? Like,
no. Nobody's trying to water down anybody's contributions.
Nobody's trying to do that. Nobody's that. No.
So we're basically saying it's not 50-50 because the man is a higher earner than she is.
I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying if they're 50-50 on the bills, then the man can apply more time to other activities. But if he's paying a lion's share of the bills,
he don't have to do no duties.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't have to do any duties, but his time will be a little bit more tied up in earning activities.
So let me ask this. Does he work? Do they work the same amount of hours?
Typically, men work more. We work in more industrial areas, warehouse-type things, and those hours range from anywhere from sometimes 10 to 14 hours a day, just depending upon those industries and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it was a survey.
He's an entrepreneur, so he works harder than them dudes.
Yeah, and when I was working at various warehouses, when I walked in, I had a bachelor's degree working on a master's degree. They took one look at me. Hey, you finna go in the back and load these trucks.
You did it for 12 to 14 hours?
And some of these jobs was 10 to 12 hours a day.
And she worked.
And they didn't care nothing about
that. He said right now, I tell you, we working 7-12s. Like, wait a minute. We working 7-12s. I don't get no day off. We'll think about it.
I think you just made that up.
Ask anybody from PCA, are they working 7-12?
Did you chat with people with PCA before you came to them? Because, I mean, you just got all kind of facts.
My facts ain't been wrong so far.
Because no one... whatever.
Find somebody from PCA. They'll tell you.
Y'all tell anybody out there from PCA?
Boys work 7-12s.
How you gonna work 7-12s? I feel like I know a couple people from PCA and they don't work 7-12s.
Wow,
7-12,
that's a lot.
Yeah, it feels made up, doesn't it? You can say it.
Peak season, the boys working 7-12. I'm just telling you.
84 hours a week.
I don't know this. All right. I know I'm working my cruise. All right, go ahead. Ain't nowhere near like PCA.
I mean, 7-12 is extreme, but what we're saying really is if the man, let's say, works 12-hour shifts, and the woman works a regular 8-hour shift, then that means that the more of the burden of the household stuff should fall on her because he worked longer hours.
Yep,
that's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say just longer hours. I'm just talking about for the extent of what kind of work they're doing, how much, who's getting burden is what we're getting more wear and tear on their body.
See, I still feel like that's unfair. So, I mean, no one makes y'all go to the warehouse, but because our work may be more mental, does that mean that we don't need a rest?
But we gotta step up, right?
So y'all do need to step up.
Okay, so if the warehouse is hiring, that's what we need to be.
And if the warehouse is paying the best rate,
that's what we need to be.
I feel like we don't talk ourselves into something,
right? Why am I as a male sitting in the call center?
If the call center paying
15 and the warehouse paying 21, where do I need to be?
What if the call center is paying the same amount as the warehouse?
Well, that typically doesn't happen
that way, but okay.
I mean, I don't know because I didn't, you know, make up facts before I came to sit down. But I'm just saying if they did. So let's say like we even the playing field, if the call center and the warehouse made the same amount, then should the man carry the same amount of burden for the household things as a woman does?
I mean, if they're both equally paying into the system, yes.
And can we agree that today's male is really yesterday's female? Like, y'all got a lot of feelings.
No.
Y'all want us to do
that?
So we are trying to be more open with our feelings because we've been told that we're so toxic and so misogynistic and all that stuff.
You exhibit female energy. That's what makes you toxic.
Mm. Oh, wow. So both ends of the spectrum. Too much, too much masculine energy and toxic.
Stay right there in that middle. Don't sway too much, cause.
Stay right there. Don't move.
And I got a question. What do you think about? I've been seeing a lot of pictures posted with young ladies holding rifles, firearms. So it's like, can you guys, too much masculine energy for a female, is that toxic? Or
why
she can't have a firearm? I'm not having a problem. I'm just saying, where does the limits or the balance happen for women? Does the man got to say balance?
There is no balance.
Women need some,
I think the balance relies on the male, to be quite honest. Like I said, right. I feel like if the man is stepping up and he's exhibiting that masculine energy, it allows the woman to kind of show more of her soft side and stand down.
Yeah.
So I think it's different in each situation based on that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing, a woman can do whatever she wants, and we just need to adjust to it.
No, the woman gonna do whatever you set the temperature.
So that's what I sound like.
She wants,
we need to make the adjustment.
Listen, women are like the sea. They can be calm, or they can be very destructive at any given moment, at any given time. We got to be like that boat and that captain. We got to know how to navigate them seas whenever they come or whenever they rocky. We ain't allowed for that boat to sink. So women can just do whatever they want to do, however they want to do it, in any way they want to do it, and we still got to love them because, you know, at the end, they're still there, still beautiful, we still need it. We just gotta learn how to navigate them seas.
I feel like
try not to be the wind.
There's no woman bashing. What are you talking about? Nobody was with us. See, you just.
Then I have one more hypothetical question. So if a family fall apart financially, does the man take the blame or does the woman take the blame?
Nobody.
Yeah, I think they both equally take the blame. Yeah.
The household fails,
Or if it's failing,
or if it's failing, like stuff is getting behind, stuff like that. Even though they both could be playing to it equally, I think the burden is going to be more on the male because he's like, man, I know I need to step up more. I should have done more. Why are we in this place? Why didn't I step up and control this sooner or later?
I disagree with that.
He should say that though, but it ain't like that.
So what is the family?
He should definitely say that.
But what's the family perception?
I think it falls on both. Like, we're both adults. We see that the ship is sinking. We need to both go out and do whatever we have to do to save ourselves.
Come up with a plan.
Cool. Yeah.
That's fair. If that's happening, that's fair.
I mean, I can't speak for every household. That's how I think it should happen. Because if it just falls on the man and he can't, like, let's say, produce enough or save it by himself, then you're literally just letting it go. Just watch yourself sink.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you try to save yourself?
Yeah, it's like being on a boat with somebody in the middle of the sea.
It's like Rose, you know, just pushing him off in the
water.
Damn,
Rose didn't push him in there, though. It's like Rose. I see.
Okay.
So let me read this last comment. It says, so if a woman gets a job that pays more, should the man handle more at home then?
I just like the dynamic of their household, and I think it all comes in seasons. There may be a season where, let's say, the woman is going after her bag and she's being more aggressive in the workplace, and the male knows, his stuff may be a little bit more secure, so he may be doing stuff with the kids on the weekends, getting meals, cooking done, because maybe his stuff is a little bit more structured. But most of the time, in those dynamics, it's normally the male's hours who can be crazy, fluctuation. And then I thought I was going to have an 8-hour day, but this 8-hour day just now turned into a 14-hour day because something happened over here. Most times, women's structure isn't as bad unless they're in nursing. Then it's like, I may have to work a double because this chick, somebody else didn't show up.
So only nurses get a pass. We understand.
Only nurses get a pass. Nurses, you're welcome.
You're welcome. You're
welcome, I can't speak for all men, but if I had a superstar wife that was a big time CEO somewhere, I would take on those duties, kind of be more supportive, things of that nature. Whatever it took to make sure that the family was flowing well.
Okay,
I'll make that adjustment.
See, that's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to end it. Men should make that adjustment. So as we get ready to wrap up, and we've now decided, all four of us agreed.
I did not agree.
I was right.
Wait a minute.
I just wanted to say that. All
of a sudden, you became right.
I just
want
to say that.
Ain't nothing you... All right. Go ahead. Continue with your outro.
So anyway, so as we wrap up, let the people know where to follow you guys so that they can follow you. And I know we talked in the beginning about booking services, but let them know just where they can book you and follow you.
Absolutely. So I'm at Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A dot Denise on Instagram, Sylvia.Denise. And also on LinkedIn at Lady Sylvia.
Okay, you guys can follow me on Facebook at Demetrius Macon. Also, you can reach out to me on Macon Transport. That's also a Facebook page and an Instagram page. Inbox me if you need for any of your travel needs. And also, you can reach out to me, inbox me at Blaze Barbershop and Salon at Facebook. And on Instagram, it's Blaze _ Salon Suites. Inbox me with any questions, concerns, and I'll reach back out to you.
Listen, guys, this is a beautiful location. If you out there, you a beautician, you're a barber, you're looking for a suite, I'm going to say you got some spots available. This is a nice space. I'm pretty at home in here. It feels real nice, real homey. I'm just saying. So you're looking for a nice, clean environment to bring your customers to, feel comfortable in, get with my man. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
So Boss Fest is deep into season 2.
We just started season 2. How we deep?
We deep because it's the first episode. Like, we deep.
First episode of season 2, and we ain't telling about it. Hey. Go ahead.
So this is season 2. We are out and about now, so we're excited to be able to get out and bring more to everyone. So definitely look for us to be out around town and interviewing more people. So that's really what I got. The Boss Fest website is being updated, so stay tuned for that. Boss Fest is coming to you guys October 6th. And then if you want to sit with us at the boss table or be a guest on the podcast, definitely inbox us at Boss Fest. And for Instagram, it's at Boss Fest _1. But that's all I got for the people.
So
we will see y'all next Wednesday. Peace.
Bye.